Stuff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a Rashi in this week's parasha. After the Osain talks to Bilam, he then gets to see the Malach who was blocking the path. And the Malach says to him, "Why do you hit your Osain? Materani, her Osain, she saw me. Batet lefonai ze sholesh regonim. Ulai notza miponai. Ki ato gam oischa horakti va oischa yezi. Had she not veered from before me, I would have killed you and kept her alive." So Rashi says, the implication being, but now that she, however, has argued with you, and she's gotten the better of you, now I won't, I can't keep her alive any longer, and I will kill her. Shalayomru, so that people shouldn't say, Zuhi, this animal, this ass, is the one, Shasilka is Bilam Utechachta. Balyachaloshiv. Shachas Hamokoim al Kvoit Abriyos. Even a Rosha, like Bilam, the Rosh Hashanah is concerned for his dignity. So we see over here the concept that the Rosh Hashanah and the Torah Kedosha is concerned with Kvoit Abriyos, and that has ramifications in halacha, which is what I want to discuss today. So, we'll start with the Gemara in Brochus, in Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Vida Marav, Hamoitze Klein Bebigdoi, if someone is walking in the public street and he finally realizes he's wearing Klein, Peshton Afilu Bashok, he's got to undress even in the marketplace, even if he's Oru. My Tama, in Chochma, in Tvuna, in Eitzanag Hashem, Kamokim, Sheshchilu Hashem, Eichon Kabal Rav. Person's dignity is totally set aside when it comes to Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means any aver that you do is a Chilul Hashem. And therefore, your covered gets pushed aside because you cannot transgress any avera and cause a Chilul Hashem. So the Gemara has a whole omud over here, which I won't go through in detail. But the Gemara asks various questions. One of them from a brisa which says, Godel Kvod Abriyah Shadoch Aloysei Shabbatorah. That greatest Kvod Abriyah is that it is Doicha Aloysei Shabbatorah. So it seems the opposite of what you're saying of it. So the Gemara says, we're talking about there Loisosur, which means it's an Asmachta, and basically we're talking about Isid Rabbonon. So the first thing the Gemara therefore shtel Zavek is that although when it comes to Isid Raisa, Peshtan Afilu Beshuk, Kvod Abriyah gets set aside, but when it's only Isid Rabbonon that we're dealing with, so then your Kvod Abriyah allows you to transgress an Isid Rabbonon if non-transgression would impact on your Kvod Abriyah. So that's the first exclusion. Then the Gemara brings another famous price of Isalamto, Pom Shatom Isalem, Zokim Ve'ena Lukvi Kvodoi. It's not beneath his dignity to go and be metaple with this Aveda. He doesn't have to do it. Either is Mitzvah say, and Loisei Lesuchal Isalem. So we see that, you know, Kvod Abriyah pushes aside a deraisa. So the Gemara says, that's Momoin. Momoin, Kvod Abriyah can push aside, but not Isura. So that's the second exclusion, right? Then it's a drabonon, Kvod Abriyah can set aside, or a momonous dikin matter, which is not Isurim, Kvod Abriyah can set aside. And then, finally, the Gemara has another brisa, which says if someone is on his way to Hoyach Lishchot Espischa, Ilomonus Benoi, he's on his way to Shech Dekom Pesach, or to Mal his child, and then he encounters a mes mitzvah, so he's allowed to go and be metame himself for the sake of the dignity of the mes mitzvah, even though he will now become tomei and will no longer be able to fulfill his mitzvah's korban pesach. So how can it be that we allow him to transgress? This is the raisa already. The non-bringing of a korban pesach is a deraisa. The non-mila is a deraisa. How can we allow him to transgress a deraisa just to preserve human dignity, not his dignity, but the mes's in this case? So the Gemara answers there, it's also permitted because Sheva al Tasa Shana. As you know, there are two ways to transgress an Esedar Torah, either Bekum Va'asei. Rashi points out that Klayim, the first case, Poshna Vilbashok, is a Kum Va'asei. The fact that you're wearing your suit doesn't mean it's a Sheva al Tasa. you initially put on your suit, and wearing it is considered transgression, bekumva asay. Non-performance of a korban Pesach, you know, you don't do anything, you're simply not doing the mitzvah, that's called shevat aser. So a shevat aser can be set aside in favor of kveda bris. So the conclusion of the sugya in Brochus is that every avera pushes away kveda bris, apart from three instances where kveda bris pushes away the avera. The first instance is an issur drabanan. Second instance is a momonistika type of obligation, and the third is when you are transgressing b'shev altasa, then you are allowed to transgress b'shev altasa in order to preserve kveid abrius. Okay. What I'd like to discuss today is the following scenario. What will be the halacha? Let's take the example of someone wearing climb in the shuk. Where someone is wearing climb, he's wearing, I don't know, a new boss suit there. He's got no idea that it's shatnas d'oraisa, but you have got info that it's shatnas d'oraisa. So do you have to inform him that he's doing an issa shatnas or not? Of course, if he were to know, that's often a gemara, he's got to undress. But he doesn't know. So obviously he can't undress because he doesn't know, but you know. So do you have to inform him, should you inform him, and must you inform him that he is wearing, and thereby his dignity will become impaired because he will then have to undress? Or can you machash shvayg? You know, he doesn't know. I don't need to tell him. What's the halacha if you know that someone is transgressing a doraisa bekum va'asei, but he doesn't know about it? So, the poskim discuss three mesholim where this has relevance. The first I just mentioned, right? Someone's wearing klaim bebigdoi. The second is a kohen who is lying orum in bed, whatever, he's lying orum, and then a mace is nifta in that oil, and he's asleep and he's got no idea. Do you have to wake him up and tell him, and therefore he'll have to run out orum? Obviously, that'll be impacting kveid abrius. Or can you say, listen, he's unaware, I don't need to tell him? And the third example they discuss is when someone is wearing tzitzis in the public domain in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, and then one of the tzitzis snapped. And the halacha is that the three remaining tzitzis become a masui, and you're not allowed to carry, of course, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Do you have to tell him, hey, your tzitzis are snapped? And we're talking about here, even in a situation where not just an undergarment tzitzis, you know, we're talking about his whole malbush was this beged, and he'll have to undress, and it'll be impacting his kveid abrius. So those are the three examples mentioned. He's wearing klaim, or he's a kohen ba'oil ames, or he's carrying a beggar with tzitzis psulim on Shabbos. The informing of him will impact his kveid abrius, but he's unaware, do I need to inform him or not? So, pashtus, this is a machlokes rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Yerideya Simon Shin Gimel. It's machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. In Shin Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Mechava Paskin is like the Rambam. Horoye klaim shel Torah al chaveroi. If someone sees his friend wearing klaim shel Torah, right, obviously klaim shel Torah, because we already mentioned this is Rabbanon, is set aside. But klaim shel Torah, afilo im ha'alach b'shuk, even if he's in the public marketplace, koyfei tzloi, b'koyroi me'olov miyad. Rambam is even more severe than you don't simply tap him on the back. You actually jump on him and schlep it off him. Because Rambam is gerus in the Gemara, that someone else is poshta afilu b'shuk. That's the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara. So the Rambam clearly holds that he might not be aware, but you know, you've got a chiyuv to stop him transgressing his issa klayim, even though his kveid abrius is going to be impacted. As I state in the Shulchan Aruch b'shem the Rambam, says the Rambam, v'yesh ha'imrim, but some say, this is the Rosh, tur b'shem Rosh, dimhoya ha'loivesh shoygeg, but if the loivesh was unaware, he was a shoygeg, you don't need to tell him. The mishum kveid abrius yishtoik va'al yafishenu mishoygig, because his dignity over here is at stake. So mishum kveid abrius, keep quiet, and va'al yafishenu mishoygig. The same machlokes reappears in Shin Ayin Beis Hilchos Avelos. There it's talking about the case of a kohen, and it says in the Ramah there. Koyen shoshoichiv orum, V'ubo'el imameis, v'lo yoda, ein lahagid loy. Don't tell him. El yikru stam sheyetzik nishab sh'atzum etchilo. So just simply, you know, call him and say, I'd like to speak to you, it's important, you know, it's 2 a.m, it doesn't matter, please get dressed, come outside, I have something important to tell you. And then when he's outside, you can tell him why you called him out. But don't tell him so that he won't have any time to get dressed. Don't do it that way. And this is a Trumas Hadeshen, which is in keeping with the Psak of the Ramah in Shin Gimel, Shittas HaRosh. That what? That Yishtoik Va'al Yafishenu when he's doing it B'Shoigeg. But the Rambam, the Mefarshim explain, who says by Klayim that you do have to remove it from him, would hold over there as well, that you've got to, you can't, not a moment to lose, you've got to tell him, get out, even if you're Orim, there's an oil mess of it, you got to get out. And likewise, they say that in the case of tzitzis on Shabbos, the Rosh would hold, you don't have to tell him, if it means him undressing, and the Rambam would hold, you do have to tell him. So we have a machlokes Rambam and Rosh over here. So we have to be mevar, what's the Yisoid HaMachlokes? And how do we take a paskin? Of course, normally we'd paskin with the Ramah, but it depends on how you learn up the Machlokes Rambam and Rosh. So the Shagas Aryeh, and Simon Nun Ches wants to be Mevar the Machlokes Rambam and Rosh as follows. Okay, there's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Omed Beis. The Gemara in Shavuos says like this: Haitzurvam Rabbonon, a Talmud Chochem, the Yoda Basahadusa, he knows testimony about someone's case. Vezile Bei Milsa LeMezel Bei Dina, but it's Pastimnish. He's Choshva Talmud Chochem. It's Pastimnish to go and give testimony in a Bezdin. Lo Lezel, he doesn't have to go, even though there's a mitzvah say to give Edus. But a Tzurvam Rabbonon, who Zile Bei Milsa, doesn't have to go. Then the Gemara qualifies that and says, Hanamila b'mamoina. That's if it's a monetary matter. Amal b'isura, for example, the example Tosis gives is, a woman comes to Beis Din claiming that she's divorced, claiming that her husband's dead, and Beis Din are about to be matara, linose l'shuk, and you know, you just saw the husband, you know that he's alive. So, Amal b'isura, ein chachma, the same quotation as in Brochus, ein chachma, ve'ein tivuna, ve'ein zuneg d'ashem, komokam shesh b'chil ha'shem, ein chel n'kavad l'rav. You might be choshva tamut chochem, but it's too bad. Lahafresh mi isura, you must go and be mafresh mi isura, even though your kvod habrius will be impacted. That's what it states in the Gemara in Brochus, in Shavuos. So frek tosis akasha. L'chayra, when I have a chiyuv lahafreshu mi isura, every yid has an obligation, maybe it's based on a chiyuv to chiyuv sam misecho, but every yid has an obligation when you see a fellow yid transgressing an issa to go and stop him doing an issa. If I were to not fulfill my obligation to stop him doing an issa, how am I going against the Torah? B'shev al tasa. I'm not doing anything. I have a chiv to get up and say something. And if I don't do that, then I'm being over b'shev al tasa. So for Tosfos, the Gemara in Brochus that we went through concluded that kvod habrius is doicha an issa that you're being over b'shev al tasa. That's what the Gemara said. You're allowed to be metapa with the mes mitzvah even though you won't bring your korban pesach. So over here as well, there's a kvod habrius issue over here, meaning the Talmud Chochem's kvod habrius. Why should he be required when it comes to lafrusha misura to go and belittle his kvod habrius? Not doing so would merely be a sheval tasa, and he should be entitled because of his kvod habrius to set aside his doraisa, which is a sheval tasa. Azoy frek tos akash. And for Tosas over there, two answers. Answer number one, says Tosas, Yisoid, that which we said in Brochus, that Kvot HaBrius can be Doicha Edoiraisa B'Shev HaTasa, is only if we're dealing with a Gnai Godol. A Gnai Godol, for example, a Mes Mitzvah, it's a Gnai Godol, Nebuch. It's a Gnai Godol to have a Mes Mitzvah, Mutl B'Bizoin, it's a Gnai Godol. Or, conversely, Poishte Afila B'Shuk, which you are. You must undress, even though, but that's because it's a kumba say, but that's a gnai godl. So the sugya there was dealing with things which are a gnai godl. There we were handling, and there we distinguished between a kumba say, you must, you know, forego your covered, even though it's a gnai godl, and shea atasa, you needn't. But only when, says Tosis, when there's a gnai godl at stake. But when there's a gnai koton at stake, a talmud chochem to go to a bezdin, It's a shtikla gnai, but it's not a major gnai. You know, he'll survive it. It's pastinish. It's a gnai cotton. A gnai cotton, you have no right, for the sake of preservation, not to have this gnai cotton to be over an issa deraisa, even b'shev altas. That's the first answer of Tosfos. The second answer of Tosfos is no. La'ola, maybe even a gnai cotton would be nidcha. Sheval Tasa would be nidcha if it's b'sheval Tasa for the sake of even a gnai cotton. But the reason why, says Tosfos, la'frusha misura, you have to go and set aside your covered, says Tosfos Yesod, because here there's someone who's about to be over a deraisa b'kum va'aseh. This woman is about to go and marry, and Eishes says she's about to stand to be over an issa deraisa b'kum va'aseh. So Tosfos says the Yesod that kishoisim iser al yodoi lo mikra sheva al tase. If I'm party to an issa which someone is going to transgress b'kum va'aseh, then it's as if I am transgressing b'kum va'aseh, because al yodi an issa will be done b'kum va'aseh. She will get married b'kum va'aseh because of my silence. That cannot be deemed a sheva al tase. Kishoisim issa al yodoi, it's considered mikrish kumbase. What was the lashon again? Kishoisim issa al yodoi loy mikrish sheva al tase. Right, but it's called a kumbase. So we have in Tosfos an argument over here. Comes out from Tosfos to go and inform somebody that he's doing wrong, so that he should not transgress an avera b'kum va'aseh. My chiyuv to inform him, is that deemed a sheva al ta'aseh? The first heretic of Tosfos holds, that's called a sheva al ta'aseh. I've got a chiyuv to do so. If I don't do so, I'm non-complying with what my biblical requirement is. But sheva al ta'aseh, that's called a sheva al ta'aseh. The second heretic of Tosfos says, no, if I don't tell someone that he's doing an avera b'kum va'aseh, then I'm party to that kum va'aseh. It's called I'm doing kum va'aseh. Zog de shagasari, this is the yesoid ha-machloikas. This is the machloikas between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam, he says, holds like the second teretz of Tosfos. That what? That it's called a kum va'aseh if I don't stop someone doing a kum va'aseh. Therefore, the Rambam says, you see someone wearing klayim b'shuk, you've got to go and take it off him. Don't tell me, you know, it's a sheva al tase. It's not sheva al tase. Because if he's going to do an issa due to your silence, it's considered like you are party to his aver b'kum va'aseh. So you've got to tell him. Even though his kvod abrius is going to impact it, because of kum va'aseh, we said you always set aside kvod abrius. Masha Enkin, he says, the Rosh holds like the first answer of Tosfos. It's merely a sheva al tase matter if I don't tell him. So Mele says, the Rosh, yishtoik, v'al yafishen mishoik, why should I tell him? I'm allowed to be over my issa, my chiv hafrosha, b'sheva al tase, because of the sake of kvod abrius.
That was, but in the case of a shoker,
we'll come to that maybe shortly, but that shogig might be he's unaware. He's still doing an aver b'kum va'aseh. He's unaware, but if he's wearing klayim, or if he's in a bais ames, the Torah says lo yitama is an aver b'kum va'aseh.
She can't claim that her husband is dead if she knows he's alive.
I don't know.
She's been maced. But she's saying to the Beis Din that her husband...
No.
That's what she's...
No, okay, fine. Maybe she's unaware. Love Dafka when she's knowingly lying. Okay. Maybe she got a report that he was dead and she believes him to be dead or something like that.
The person who sees, let's say, somebody with a client, could end up being over more than that person, because he'll be over as part of the Kumbase, and he's got his own Sheva Altase.
No, I don't think it'll be more than the person. We're saying you're party to his Kumbase. No, I'm saying, we're saying, Killer, the geder of Afrusha Misura is that you have to stop him doing an issa, and if not, we hold you responsible for the issa that he did. So it's as if you're over b'kum va'aseh.
It's not separate Shabbat.
No, I don't think so. It's an optaiching in the archiv of Afrusha Misura. So that's the Shagas Arya's biur in the Machloekes Rambam Rosh. And Memela comes out the Shagas Arya Lahalocha, and he says, I have proofs, which I won't go into now. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know all his proofs. But he says, I have proofs that most Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, others hold like the first teretz of Tosfos, that it's called that if you're not mafresh someone from an issa, it's sheva al tase. It's not considered like second teretz of Tosfos, kshoisit misa yodoi sheva kumbase. No, it's a sheva al tase. And Meili says if that's the case, then it should emerge that the halacha should be. Sorry, I take it back. Okay, he says most shame do not learn like the first answer Tosis. They learn like the second answer Tosis. It's called the kumvase. Yeah, and Meila, he says that's right, like the Rambam. And Meila, he says that the halacha ought to be like the Rambam. So Meila says I disagree with the Rambam la halacha. La halacha, right? He says someone's wearing a beggar climb shuk. You got to tell him. Someone's a kohen sheikh of Orem in the Bais Hametz. You got to tell him. Either Rambam says you don't have to. The Rambam's wrong because Rambam's going with shitz rosh. But that's negative. Rav Rishonim, because the longest of the Rosh is it's called the Sheva Al Tase. But most Rishonim learn it's called the Kumbase. And if it's called the Kumbase, then you got to tell him. As they pass in the Shagasara La Locha Lamas. Oh, so this is Shagasara's conclusion based on his optaich of the Machlokes Rambam and Rosh. However, the Pri Yitzchok in Simon Chavov asks two very strong questions on the Shagasara, and because of that, he's Masik very differently. Question number one he asks is that according to Shagas Aryeh, we said the Rosh holds like the first answer of Tosfos, that non-separating someone from doing an Aveira is called Sheva Al Tase. But there was a caveat, if you learnt like that Teret, that then it's only pushing aside if it's a Gnai Godel, but not if it's a Gnai Cotton. Frekta Pri Yitzchok, in the Rosh, it's Mashma, in that halach over there, that even if someone was wearing a coat, an overcoat, which had klayim, you still don't have to tell him. Now, the removal of an overcoat is a gnai cotton. It's not a gnai godel. He's not going to be undressed. He simply went, oh, fine, so he takes off his coat. Beged elyon.
Could be freezing.
Maybe, fine, so he'll be freezing, but it's not a gnai godel, that. It's considered a gnai cotton. So Meili says, how can we say that the Rosh's logic is based on the fact that it's called a Sheva Al Tase, then the Rosh should permit you not to be mafresh only when a Gnai Godel is at stake. But the Rosh seems to permit you not to be mafresh even when a Gnai Cotton is at stake. So how can that be? That's question number one. And then conversely, he asks on the Shagzara's understanding of the Rambam. You're saying that the Rambam's logic is based on the fact that non-separation of someone doing an Aveira is called a Kumvase. If he does a Kumvase, he says, if I'm guilty, I did a Kumvase. If that's the case, then the Rambam should require you to be mafresh someone from an Issa, even though a Gnai Godel is going to be impacted, because the halacha of Poshta Afilu B'Shuk in the Gemara was even if you're Orum, right? But Kumvase, in Sheva Atas, he said it's Chilu, but in Kumvase, even if a Gnai Godel is going to be affected, you still cannot be over Kumase. So he freaked the Shagasari, but if you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim that a Tzurva Merabolom, he said a Talmud Chochem, doesn't need to say, needs to say Eidos when it comes to Isura, yeah? The Gemara says the Talmud Chochem, right, for a moment he doesn't say Isura, but for Isura, he needs to say Eidos. And Tosfos was discussing why for Isura does he need to say Eidos, so he says, because it's only... So Tosis said, the reason why he needs to is because it's considered kumvase in the second Torah Tosis, yeah? If that's the case, it's because it's considered kumvase, then he should need to say Eidos even though there's a Gnai Godel involved. And Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam paskens that a melech does not need to come forward and say Eidos in Beis Din, even lafrusha misura of an Eishes Ish situation. The melech, who he's like a real Gnai for the king to come along to the local Beis Din to give Eidos, is a big Gnai. Said Rambam, because it's a big Gnai, he doesn't have to. Frek the Shagasara, but if the vote is it's Kumvase, who cares if it's a big Gnai? Kumvase, you may not transgress, even though there's a Gnai Godel involved. So those are the two questions he asks on the explanation of the Shagasara in the Chloek's Rambam Rosh. And Memela says the Pri Yitzchok very beautifully that actually the explanation to the Chloek's Rambam Rosh is very different. I'll try and say it as succinctly as I can. He says like this. The sugya that we were discussing till now was when the person being over the Aveira, it's a question of his Gnai, his Kovet being impacted. But in this case, Lafrusha Misura. So the Mafrish is not going to be suffering any Gnai. I'm talking about the cases that the Shulchan Aruch discussed, yeah? A guy is wearing klein b'shuk, a guy is orum ba'olames, who is wearing tzitzit on Shabbos. Should I tell him about it? Should I not tell him about it? Who's going to be suffering the indignity over here? The person who I tell, he's doing the avera. The mafrish, there's no gnai involved in that case. So, memela, it's irrelevant, says the Priya Tzor. It's totally irrelevant. The Tosis in Shavuos, he says, is irrelevant to the discussion of Rambam and Rosh. Because the Gemara Shavuos was discussing a case where the mafrish, meaning going to Beis Din, his gnai is going to be impacted, yeah? Melech, the Rambam talks about, or Tzor Rabbanon, the Gemara talks about. So there we can debate, you know, is it a Sheval Taseh for me, or is it a Kumbaseh for me, because Oisim Israel Yodoy. But in the cases discussed in Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned, there's no gnai at all for the mafrish. So it's irrelevant, therefore, whether I'm going to consider Chiv HaFrosh a Sheval Taseh or Kumbaseh. We're not dealing with his gnai at all. We're dealing with Yenna's gnai. And it really says the focus of the discussion must be, is the Avera that Yenna is doing, yeah, does that entitle him, is he entitled to do this Avera because his Kvod HaBri should remain intact, and therefore he's entitled to do this Avera? Or no? Notwithstanding that his Kvod HaBri will be impacted if he would be told about it, he's not entitled to do this Avera because the way he's doing the Avera does not allow for him to do it, even though his Kvod HaBri will be impacted. I have to focus on his Avera now. If that's the case, he says, that's the point of focus. I have to focus on his Avera. So let's think now. What's his Avera is being done by Kumbaseh? That's for sure. Because he's the one wearing the climb. He's the one being over Lo Yitama Ba'amov. He's the one who's carrying in the Shusar Abba Moshabbos, right? He's doing an Avera by Kumbaseh. Memela, now I have to think, I'm the Mafrish, I have to think, should I stop him? So the problem is, if I stop him, his Kvod HaBris is going to be impacted. But then again, he's doing a very bekum va'aseh. So I look up my law book and I see a man cannot be over bekum va'aseh, an avera, even though his kvod habris is going to be impacted. It's too bad. Poish tafil b'shuk, right? A man cannot be over bekum va'aseh. So once I examine his avera, I come to the conclusion that his avera must be stopped, notwithstanding that his kvod habris is going to be impacted because he's doing a very bekum va'aseh. Memele says that's the critical area of focus. L'chair, therefore, it should emerge like the Rambam. That I need to stop him doing this Avera because he's doing Avera b'kum va'aseh. He's going to be embarrassed as a result of, you know, me stopping him. It's too bad because the Torah does not allow him to be doing this Avera, although his Kvod HaBris will be impacted. Enoch Hanama, if I were to have a Gnai Godoil to stop him doing the Avera, like the case of the Melech in the Rambam's case, yeah, if I were to have a Gnai Godel, then indeed the Rambam would have to hold that I don't have to suffer the indignity of a Gnai Godel because it's Taka Sheva Al-Tasa. The Rambam Lo'olam goes like the first Eretz Tosfos, he says. That's called the Sheva Al-Tasa. Me not stopping him is not called the Kum Va'aseh because he's doing Avera Kum Va'aseh. Me not stopping him is called the Sheva Al-Tasa. I'm simply, right? But that doesn't allow me not to stop him if his Avera requires him to be stopped. If my gnai is going to be great, then I don't have to. Then it's called a sheva tasa. I don't have to do it. But in this case, in the ordinary case where I'm not a melech, my gnai, I have no gnai whatsoever. I got to stop him because he's doing an avera b'kum va'aseh. So he says that's the pshat in the Rambam. What's the rosh hold? So he says the rosh hold is a nayazach, something which is not even mentioned in the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos said that it's a drabonon, memoina, or sheva tasa. The rosh hold is a fourth category. If someone is doing an avera b'shoigeg unintentionally, even though he's doing an Avera b'kum va'aseh, oh, but it's a lesser Avera. Because the Gemara says, Komokim shesh chilul Hashem, eichol kol rav. Chilul Hashem is when you know the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want me to do it and I'm doing it nonetheless, then eichol kin kovod l'rav. I couldn't care about your kvod habris. But if you don't even know you're doing an Avera, you're doing it totally unaware, that can't be called, maybe it's a shtikel chilul Hashem, it's not a major chilul Hashem, I don't even know I'm doing an Avera. So maybe the Rosh is mechadesh, a new yisoid. If someone's doing Avera b'kum va'aseh, but he's doing it unintentionally, that does not warrant, leave him alone. His Kvod HaBris is allowed to stand in the way of him being stopped from doing such a very, because at the end of the day, he might be doing an Avera b'kum va'aseh, but he's doing it b'shoigeg. That's the Loshon. Yishtoik v'al yafrishenu mishoigeg. The point is, not with whether my Avera Sheva Tasa Faked, says the Shach Tzara, the Rosh might even hold that me not stopping him is a kumvase. If I don't stop him, it's going to be a kumvase. I don't care if my not stopping him is a kumvase, because I stand in his shoes. So it's as if I'm doing the avera that he's doing. But what's the avera that he's doing? He's doing an avera b'shogeg. So although I step into his shoes, I'm doing the avera that he's doing b'shogeg. That's an avera b'shogeg. Avera b'shogeg does not require being stopped if Kohen Gadol is going to be impacted. That's the yesod why the Rosh holds, and maybe that's why the Rosh holds, that even if it's a Gnai Godoil, even if it's a Gnai Koton, yeah, it's an overcoat, I still don't have to stop him. Because an Avera B'Shogeg, that's right, because an Avera B'Shogeg allows one to do the Avera, even like we find by Momoina, for example, even a Gnai Koton. So what in the Rosh holds, even a Gnai Koton, any Gnai whatsoever, if the whole Avera is a Chakal and Avera B'Shogeg, then it's okay for him to be doing it. I don't have to stop him. Memela concludes the Shagas Aryeh based on that the Pesach of the Ramah is absolutely correct. Because it's true that most Rishonim hold out the second Teretz of Tosis. If I don't stop someone, it's considered a kumvase. But that was never the logic of the Rambam. Faket, the Rosh agreed to that. That me not stopping him might be called a kumvase. The Rosh said there's a nice thing. If he's a shogeg, then he's allowed to do it. Because it's just like a fair chavera, and therefore, even though there's a kohen d'bris, and therefore, when there's a kohen d'bris over here, he's allowed to do a kumvase. That's why the Rosh holds I don't have to stop him. Mele, he says, come of a gamnitzova, the psak of the Ramah, la locha lamasa, that when someone's doing a very shogeg, you take it, do not need to stop him. What's the name